שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלא.
Preparation to the lessons in tens. Good morning, friends. We will start our preparation and we will read an excerpt from the study material, Absolute Zero, excerpt number 30. So this is how it goes. The main thing is the prayer. The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha, and what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason. So let's read it again, excerpt number 30 from the study material of the lesson. The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha, and what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in work above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason.
So the workshop question is, what prayer, request to the Creator, can we put together in order to float above the darkness all the time and to be adhered to the light without disregarding the darkness, because nonetheless we build ourselves upon it? Again, what prayer request can we put together to the Creator in order to float above the darkness all the time and to be adhered to the light without disregarding the darkness, because we build ourselves upon it nonetheless? What do we all pray for?
So randomly, I'm going to work.
What should we pray for in order to surf, in order to float above darkness? For the friends, this is the only trick. Also, it is very important to say that Henry really, really asked to say that he's with us 100%, and it is very important for him that we know that. and he will come back tomorrow. He's at work. And this is exactly what we have to do, to hold on as much as we can in the request for the 10, for the friends, in all kind of tactics. In this way, we are building the raft upon which we can all float.
Yeah, what Gershon said, praying for the friends, nothing new. But I dispute the question. There's no such thing as floating all the time upon the darkness. Probably there has to be some contact with the darkness from time to time, dives, in order to come out stronger.
True, we have to be in one prayer with the 10, and also what we read, we have to play. We have to play, we have to act. We spoke a lot on as if he has something. There's a lot of acting to be done here, and also said something which really touched me, that we have to go without any taste, any flavor, until at the end there is flavor. The Creator gave a person flavor at the work, and this is a...
To really ask Providence for the force to be able to go above reason, take the right steps, not using our own forces, but the forces of the 10, that this is actually, these are the forces that we need, and to be joyful.
That darkness, every time it surprises a person anew, because behind him there's the best director there is, the Creator. And we just, with this anchor, with this float, with the 10, every time to remind each other that it comes from him.
We can get this force only from above to float above the darkness, and the make-believe reality that we want to build is something that we can do only with 10, and this is something that keeps us pushing forward all the time.
Yeah, our work is to appreciate everything we receive from the Creator. What seems to us as darkness is not darkness at all. This is a gift. This is an opportunity to come closer to Him, to get hold on Him. This is His help that He's given us. When we're united, when we're connected, when we can help every friend with the force of our wood to relate to it together, this is our work. This is our main effort.
So how do we help each other float above the darkness? I think that, practically speaking, it's to hold on to the anchors that we've decided on, help each other, prepare ourselves for these meetings in different ways. This is the Creator's way to help us help ourselves, so to say, speak. And this is something that we have to grab by both hands and to realize all these things.
And I repeat the message from yesterday, not to disregard the power of thought. This is perhaps the main revolt between us, in order to pull out each other every time from these pits, or jump over them if we can. And this is how we can keep each other above reason, to cleave on to the right as much as we can.
Yeah, yesterday I asked for the thought of the 10, and I saw how it really works on me all day long. Every opportunity I had, I felt care and concern for the friends, and that it's not something that necessarily comes from me, but that it's the strength, the force that comes from the ten that keeps you adhered to our subject, to the lesson, to this beat of life that is created between us on the morning lesson, and for it to keep us all day long. So I'm sure that we can continue and will continue with it. And to also go into the lesson with a common feeling.
Let's read again the excerpt, excerpt number 30 of Rabash. The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha, sanctity, and what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason.
Shem Chazak, Ve'yam Etzli Ve'yam.